We all have different personality types. Some are leaders, others are encouragers, some are teachers, and so on. And whilst leopards don't change their spots, it turns out that old dogs can learn the odd new trick. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode of A Different Perspective, where I'll be helping you to make the most of who you are. It's true that a leader doesn't all of a sudden become an encourager, or a giver doesn't all of a sudden become a teacher. But what if you could be the best you that you can possibly be? Have you discovered your personality type yet? Over these past few days on the program this week, we've met the achiever, the encourager, and today we're going to meet the teacher. A few years ago, I co-authored a book with a good friend of mine, Keith Henry, called My Personality GPS. It's all about locating your personality type. And it wasn't based on any of the common systems out there like Myers-Briggs or Herman Brain Dominance or any of those other well-known personality type systems. It was based on the Bible. Yeah, I know it's a bit of a shock. The Bible? Well, it stands to reason, doesn't it? That if God created each one of us, as he did, he'd have something to say about our personality types. I mean, the whole personality type thing is pretty obvious, isn't it? You just have to look around. Some people are obviously leaders. Some people are obviously givers. Others are quite obviously encouragers, and so on. Our own basic observation tells us that's true. Remember way back in Bible college, studying what the theologians called the motivational giftings in Romans chapter 12. And for a long time, it didn't gel that these motivational giftings, which speak about how we're basically wired, are in fact what today we call personality types. And they're right there in the Bible, really. That shouldn't be any surprise to us, should it? Have a listen. Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 6. We each have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith. Ministry in ministering. The teacher in teaching. The exhorter in exhortation. The giver in generosity. The leader in diligence. The compassionate in cheerfulness. Paul the Apostle lists seven different personality types there. In our book, Keith and I broke those down into nine. The exhorter or the encourager, well, there are two types in there, the achieving encourager or the achiever and the encourager. We've met those two over the last few days. And the minister, literally the server, there are actually two types of those. There's a theoretical server and a practical server. We'll chat about those guys next week. But today I want to focus on the teacher for this reason. Because each personality type, whilst it has its inherent strengths, also has its inherent or natural limitations and weaknesses. Most of us realise that about ourselves. There's some weakness which the Bible calls sin, which keeps on coming back again and again, biting us over and over again. And the consequences of that can be devastating. But Jesus came to set us free from every sin. Let me say that again, every sin, including the stubborn ones that often don't seem to want to go away. Our problem too often is that we're not really aware of the common things we fail at in our personality type and what we can do to overcome them. So let's have a look at the teacher, how that person can be the best teacher that they can possibly be. So are you a teacher? Let's find out. Here are some common characteristics of the teacher personality type. Teachers are generally really trusting people who accept others without judging them. They relate easily to other people and really like to be included in social events, although they prefer not to be in the spotlight. They're easygoing and friendly, steady and even-tempered. A teacher is someone who likes keeping the peace. Being a positive person, they don't like being around negative people. Teachers look for the easy way out often. They like to keep out of trouble and they find decision-making difficult. They love catching up with friends, and the teacher is typically a very good listener. So if you relate to a bunch of those characteristics, then there's every chance that you might be the teacher personality type. Not necessarily like an upfront lecturer. That's often the theoretical server whom we'll meet next week. But more someone who pulls alongside other people to be almost like a life coach or a mentor. Max, my producer here at Christianity Works Studios, is a teacher. He is the most even-tempered person I have ever met. And he ticks just about all those boxes. He's an absolute delight to be with. And along the way, he's counselled me quietly and been one of the great strengths in my life. But in a gentle, unobtrusive, consistent sort of a way. But teachers, as with every personality type, have their low points, their common areas of weakness and limitation. And if you're a teacher personality type, or perhaps you know someone who fits into this category, more or less, then this is the really important stuff that you need to know. Because the rest of us aren't like teachers. The way in which we behave can cause them to become anxious and worried. Because they're more background players than being the sort of people who naturally thrive in the limelight, they can start to doubt themselves and lose their confidence and their self-esteem because they compare themselves to others and start wondering, do I really have anything that much to contribute? Once they find themselves in that hole, they can become negative and critical, stuck in their ways, not willing to try anything new. And perhaps their biggest weakness is that they procrastinate and they struggle to make decisions, focusing on incidental, trivial things whilst putting off the really important jobs. If you happen to be of the teacher personality type or you know someone who is, those limitations I know are going to be sounding a chord with you. They'll really be resonating. Now, the way we overcome our weaknesses is by doing things that fly in the face of them. I call it Newton's third law of overcoming sin. If you remember back to your school days, you may recall learning Newton's three laws of physics, the third of which is this. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Do you remember that one? Well, the same is true spiritually. If we want to overcome evil, we simply need to start doing good, and that destroys the evil. Let me give you an example. Let's say that your key weakness is procrastination, which is in fact the teacher's Achilles heel. They get stuck in a rut, and as frustrating as they can find it, they just can't seem to get out of it. Their life ends up drifting. So what the teacher needs to do is to sit down and choose to be more positive and enthusiastic in what they do. They choose to see the good. They choose to start enjoying what they're doing. And if the rut and indecision and procrastination is starting to get them down, they start to make plans for the future, set some goals, and put them into action. The Bible says that without vision, the people perish. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. And that really applies to the teacher. In fact, if I could give a teacher just one scripture verse to help them overcome their key limitation, procrastination, indecision, and stagnation, it would be this one. Without vision, the people perish. That is truly for the teacher. But here's the exciting thing. Once a teacher recognizes that about himself or herself, once they acknowledge and understand their weakness, they can now get on and do something about it. I find it really helps to realize that my weaknesses aren't unique to me. I mean, I'm primarily the leader personality type about whom we'll talk next week on the program. But I was so encouraged to realize that the propensity to roll over the top of people and hurt their feelings wasn't just unique to me, that in fact, most leaders can have that problem. And the point of recognizing our weaknesses and problems is so that we can do something about them. If you're a teacher whose life is drifting, perhaps you can counter that by surrounding yourself with some people who will help create a vision for the future, help you set some goals, help keep you accountable for achieving them. Thinking of a workplace, for instance, a teacher who's struggling to set goals, instead of defending themselves, and that's so often what we do, we make excuses, we in fact defend our weaknesses, they can actually admit their need and ask for someone to help. You know what that's called? It's called teamwork. Remember, teachers, without a vision, you're going to perish. Now, I know that it may be a bit of a struggle jotting down all of the characteristics of each of the personality types, remembering their weaknesses and how to overcome them. So I've made sure that each of these messages from this week is available to you online at ChristianityWorks.com. Just click on the A Different Perspective section down there at the bottom of the homepage, and you'll find this series, Yes, An Old Dog Can Learn New Tricks. You'll be able to listen to each message or read the full transcript. So you can even cut and paste material out of that. And if you like what you hear, subscribe to the free podcast. That's all online at ChristianityWorks.com. I'd love to see you there online, and we can even have a chat about today's message as you leave your comments and I'll respond to you. ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, the Lord bless you and keep you. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time tomorrow as we take another look at your life, your strengths and your weaknesses from a different perspective.